Genesis Trust, a nonprofit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is serving with goodwill. And before we move on, I just want to say that we have a gift that we'll talk about in greater detail later on in the show. We'll be happy to send that out to you just by calling our toll-free number, but later about that. Right now, we'll begin with an idea that more or less is an underlying theme of a lot of Alice Bailey's works. Alice Bailey is the founder of Lucis Trust. She wrote 24 volumes of literature, spiritual philosophy, I guess would be the best way to characterize her literature. And this idea is from her literature, and as is all of the dialogue on this show. Goodwill is the expression of the will to good in daily service. And I think also that when I think of goodwill, and I've read enough of Alice Bailey's material to explore that idea, I like to think of goodwill is more or less for the idea that no creature should experience emotional or physical pain, and that every living creature only experiences the joy of existence. But goodwill takes many forms. What is the difference between goodwill and the will to good?
It's a subtle difference, and it's not easy to explain, but I'll take a shot at it. In the writings of Alice Bailey, goodwill, you could say, is the lower rung or the lower tier of the will to good. The will to good is a term which names a kind of divine quality, a quality of divinity. Its name, I think, implies that the basic motivating intention of divinity, of God, is good. Is utterly good, and the will to good is the dynamic, positive, driving energy of pure divinity, which leads toward the good. I once had a realization of that many years ago, in a way that stayed in my mind. It was at a time when there were problems of some sort that I was pondering on, and the lack of goodwill that seemed so evident and overwhelming. And I remember having an impression of this energy that was like a wall, a protective wall between our planet and humanity and evil, that it's an overwhelmingly dynamic, protective, powerful, positive energy, the will to good. Its reflection in man is goodwill. And the writings of Alice Bailey said that, in a sense, the will to good represents the stable, immovable aspect of reality. But goodwill is its expression in our daily life and service. She also said that the achievement of goodwill by human beings is expressed in right human relations among peoples, among groups, between nations, and that this achievement of right human relations signifies humanity's responsiveness to the divine energy of the will to good. And that's that goal is what lies behind the great invocation, which is said at the end of this program, when we say, from the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills. We're invoking the will to good of God to guide and transform and motivate the human wills of men and women to express as goodwill. What else can we say about this? The expression of the will of God has to work out through humanity in our daily lives and relationships and activities. This is why goodwill is not just a nice idea, but a fundamental qualifying energy.
Right. The will to good and goodwill are related. They're opposite ends of the same pole. And the lower expression, and it's said that goodwill is just about what all that humanity can express at the present time, given its present state of consciousness, that goodwill is about as far as we can go. But we have to realize, too, that it is a lower expression of a much higher impulse. And if you think back that goodwill has been an idea that's been in human consciousness, been planted here for like 2,000 years. It was proclaimed by the angels that when Christ was born, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. And so we've had 2,000 years for this whole idea to gestate in human consciousness. And now it's just beginning in this century, in the past century. It's just beginning to percolate down and to become an active principle in human affairs and human relationships. We're finally getting it right, mm-hmm. where we are beginning to work it out and use this energy in a constructive way.
I think you see it more and more in the many international conferences. For example, the one that just concluded in South Africa on sustainable development. You see it in the work of international agencies like the United Nations and in charities and nonprofit groups that do such good work. You see it in philanthropy. You see it in conflict resolution. People are engaged in mediating activity in the field of labor and management. You see it in all kinds of human activities today. The motivation is goodwill, even if they don't call it that. It's the sense that objectives have to be accomplished, but with a modicum of decency and fairness, and not by just riding roughshod over somebody and overcoming their little will.
And I think one of the expressions in the Bailey writings is goodwill is love in action. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that is the kind of the motto for World Goodwill, one of our activities. Goodwill is love in action, but certainly at the level of international relationships, you couldn't come out and say that love is being expressed here, the relationship among nations. But so goodwill is really the expression that is being expressed.
I suppose goodwill has something to do also with genuinely celebrating another person's good fortune. It's probably an evolution concern with goodwill, and also that we feel goodwill towards our enemies. That's probably another step in evolution. But can you tell us something about serving with goodwill? Is that a high level of goodwill as well?
It's the only motivation for service that really counts. It has to be done out of goodwill and not out of a sense of duty or taking responsibility for another. It has to come out of a basic intention to create a line of light, a relationship between oneself and another. That's the basis of service. There's an interesting passage from Alice Bailey that I think defines what serving with goodwill is. She said that, first of all, we have to realize that the errors and mistakes of past centuries that have led up to all the human conflict that we've seen in the last 100 years represent the errors and mistakes of humanity as a whole, that none of us has been free of this, that we've all had a part in creating the conflicts and the warfare and the ill will. A second recognition has to do with the fact that there are no problems and conditions in the world that can't be solved by the will to good on the part of everyone involved. She said that goodwill nourishes the spirit of understanding, and it fosters or makes possible the principle of cooperation. And I found that true in a discussion I once listened to about a conflict between two parties where there was a disagreement on how to achieve understanding. And the one party believed that first you had to have an understanding of the other party's point of view, then there could be harmony and goodwill. And the conflict resolution expert said, no, first there has to be goodwill, then understanding inevitably comes. And that strikes me as right. You have to begin with a spirit of goodwill, not wait for it to be earned or achieved. If everybody behaves themselves, you have to begin with a spirit of goodwill, and understanding will inevitably come as a result. And then she, Alice Bailey, concluded with the idea that there's a relationship between all people, a fundamental oneness that I think is sensed more and more today, that when that is recognized, it dissolves and overcomes all barriers and cleavages and hatred. And it means that the peace and well-being of everyone is the responsibility of us all. And she said this lays the foundation for taking responsibility and building a foundation of right action. Well, these principles that I've just described are the fundamentals of goodwill. And I think they create a kind of a platform for serving with goodwill.
Right. Serving with goodwill doesn't mean that you have to go out and do big acts of service and get involved in all kinds of very difficult ways of serving. You can serve just by being what you are, being the soul, and allowing that soul nature to come through you. In fact, that's where it should start. It starts right with you in the home, with your family and your friends and your co-workers, and you start by serving, by expressing goodwill in everything you think and do and say. And this is where you begin to see these principles begin to work out, because as you express goodwill with your family, they in turn are influenced by your goodwill, and it comes back to you, and it builds an atmosphere of goodwill in the family. So you see this energy, this principle of goodwill working out, and it's a real tangible thing almost.
I think it's something that you can experiment with. Think of a particular relationship or a particular circumstance where you have a sense of inharmony and of a kind of a chafing within you. And imagine approaching that circumstance or relationship with goodwill, meaning with the intention, the motivation, to achieve an end that will be satisfactory to all parties, that will leave everyone coming away feeling that their expectations have been met. And if you begin, if you enter into that situation or circumstance with that motivation in mind, you might find that that really sets the stage for a new approach that might not have revealed itself otherwise. It might open up a door to a new way. Try it.
Hello to people who just tuned in. You're listening to Inner Sight. And our topic for today is goodwill. Actually, serving with goodwill is the title of our show today. And we promised you a gift, and we'll talk a little bit more about that gift right now. The gift is a pamphlet, and the title of the pamphlet is The Energy of Goodwill. And I think you'll like that book. It'll enable you to explore that topic further. And then there's a second gift. It's a newsletter. It's called the World Goodwill Newsletter. And I think that you'll enjoy both of them. And I think more than anything, that's what our world needs. So give us a call if you'd like that gift. We'll be happy to send it out to you. 1-866, this is our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS, NY-LUCIS. All the work of the LUCIS Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the LUCIS Trust. We are not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals, so please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. Donations can be sent to LUCIS Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And once again, the toll-free number for ordering that gift that we spoke about earlier is 1-866-695-8247. And once again, a lot of people want us to define LUCIS Trust. They call up with questions about who we are, what we're all about. Probably the best answer to that question is that we're a spiritual philosophy organization. We have meetings, and we have people from all walks of life, multiple numbers of religious background, who join us in our meditation meetings and other meetings that we have. And you would be welcome as well. So if you'd like to find out more about us, then do join us sometime. Speaking about the World Goodwill Newsletter, which we're sending out free of charge to people who order it, what is the theme of the current World Goodwill Newsletter?
The theme of this newsletter is Gifts of Youth, Gifts of Age. And it opens with a lead article on the two spectrums of human development, youth and old age, and their particular concerns and needs, because they generally are not the people who are involved in the decision-making and the economic aspect that so drives Western society, that their needs sometimes are kind of overlooked or marginalized. So it's an extensive exploration of their needs. There's also an article in the newsletter on corruption that's very interesting, addressing some of the spiritual implications of the recent corruption scandals that have been in the news so much in the field of accounting, in the church, and so on, not just in this nation, but worldwide. And it mentions two or three groups that are involved in working for more transparency in human affairs to make it not so possible for corruption to become so endemic in the future. The World Goodwill Newsletter always tries to provide a positive approach to whatever problems or issues are being focused on, because it tries to highlight the work of groups that are, in fact, doing an enormous amount of good and constructive work. And so those groups are mentioned in this newsletter. If people ask for it, they will also have a chance to order two special papers that we are making available. One is a talk by Dr. Nancy Roof, who gave an address at the recent Arcane School conference on the current global crisis from a spiritual point of view, referring to the events of September 11th and the aftermath in international relations. She gave a wonderful talk, and that's available. The other special paper is an address by James Wolfenson that he gave in March of this year. He is the head of the World Bank, and he's quite a force for good within an institution that's very challenged, so shall we say, at the present time, and has a lot of problems. But again, we're trying to give some attention to someone who's working in a field and doing very good work. So both of those papers are available with this newsletter if people ask for it.
There's also an interesting little article in here about the plight of children, particularly children in third world nations. And so many children have to work. And this is, there, as it says in this newsletter, there are like 250 million children between the ages of 5 and 14 that are working worldwide. And the plight of many of these children are tragic because they're exploited and they're abused. And so there is a short article in here that goes into that. And I like one of the features that it has in the newsletter is definitions of goodwill. And in this newsletter it says, goodwill is a bridge of understanding between generations. So there are a lot of little interesting features in this newsletter, and so it would be well worth your while to order a copy. Just give us a call.
There's a counterpart to World Goodwill, which also works with the energy of goodwill, but on a more subjective level, and that is triangles. World Goodwill and triangles are what we call the two service activities, meaning they're methods or opportunities for service to anyone who is interested. World Goodwill tends to focus on an outer level, with a concern for human affairs and activities, whereas triangles is work on more of an energy level, we could say. It's a meditation service done by groups of three people. That's why it's called triangles. They constitute three points of a relationship. And in meditation, they invoke light and goodwill to radiate into human consciousness through the network of triangles that is created by all of the people who cooperate in this activity. I think people are familiar with the idea of a network today, and certainly the internet has given us an image of a network of communication. Well, on a more subjective level, there's the network of all people of goodwill who cooperate together in meditation to bring light and goodwill into human consciousness. And this is an activity that you could say substands or shores up the work of the people of goodwill through the belief that energy follows thought and that prayer and meditation have a power, a vital power. That's the purpose behind triangles. Mm.
Well, the concept of triangles is interesting. Is triangles open to anyone, or what do you have to be specially trained for triangles?
No, it's really quite simple, and it is open to anyone who is interested. We could send a packet of information to anyone if they want it. And this year we're putting a special emphasis on triangles in our work. In fact, we're having what we call a symposium on Saturday, November 9th. That will focus on triangles and emerging pattern of light. It will be at the Marriott Eastside Hotel on Lexington Avenue and 49th Street on Saturday, November 9th. Anyone who would like to attend is welcome to do so. We would ask that you call our office to receive a program and a registration form. Our telephone number is 212-292-0707 locally, or the 800 number.
The 800 number, they can call that.
Right. And we would send them the program and a registration form. But that afternoon's work will focus on triangles, and I think it would give people a better understanding of what's involved if they were to come.
I wish everybody could come, and Sarah and I will be there. And if you want to come up and say hello, why, please do, because we'd be very happy to meet you. So,
Alice Bailey said an interesting thing about this network of triangles. She said that the network which triangles are creating enables light or illumination to radiate into the daily work and attitude of the triangle's members, so that light and love and goodwill can indeed descend on earth. In other words, be anchored on earth in human relationships. And this energy of light and goodwill is essentially a divine quality that we human beings can cooperate in bringing into human affairs, bringing into the world. This is, I think, an aspect of the New Age understanding of God and man's relationship to God, that we are needed and not just passive recipients of his beneficence, but we are needed in the fulfillment of his plan for our world. That's why goodwill is so important. That's setting the stage for more correct relationships among all peoples and between the human kingdom and the rest of the planet.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to get across, is if we can, that goodwill is not just a nice, pleasant sentiment.
Right.
It's a definite energy that can be used and must be used to build relationships. And that's probably the biggest impetus behind the plan that is working out through humanity right now, is building right relationships, because everything else depends on that. If you don't have right relationships, then you've got a world divided. And we know what can happen as long as the world remains divided. It said, I'm reminded of it, the other quote, that goodwill is the touchstone that will transform the world. And that's literally true.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked before about the tremendous stimulation that our world seems to be undergoing at the present time. That has two sides to it. The one is destructive in the sense that it's having a stimulation on people and groups and nations that are prone to misusing power. It's bringing out a kind of an aggression in certain people that are prone to that. On the other side, this stimulation that's underway is stimulating people who are responsive to the idea of goodwill and spiritual values. So, to use a cliche, it's a time to stand up and be counted, to determine which side you belong to, those who misuse power or those who stand for goodwill.
And once again, if you want to order the two gifts that Sarah and Dale are being very generous to offer you today, the two gifts today, give us a call on our toll-free number to order them, 1-866-695-8247. Well, the easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Just think of New York, LUCIS, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. That's about all the time we have for our discussion today. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.